Welcome into the latest Mountain West Connection podcast. Check us out, as always, MWCConnection.com. Facebook, Mountain West Connection. Likes are increasing every moment. We love that. Twitter, what are you expected to be? MWC Connection. Jeremy Moss here. Chris Hondras hanging out. Grown man, apparently, from his cooking skills this past weekend.
I am a grown-ass man. Absolutely. I learned how to cook. I'm very, very happy. And I wasn't cooking ham. It was cooking...
Good. Exactly. Yeah. Good food. Hey.
Well, ham is good food. But...
Did you see Ham Dog on Facebook?
I did see Ham Dog.
Did you fall for Ham Dog?
I did not fall for Ham Dog.
I think it was a hoax. I think people are screwing around.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Unless there's the dumb people that think, as we're going off topic right away, people trying to save Matt Damon and the Martian. That's that's apparently still a thing.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so...
Football!
Football. Yeah, let's finish this up first. So let's finish the football up first before we go into off topic.
News and nonsense. Is that our new segment?
That's our off season show, news and nonsense. I think it'd be kind of cool to have a podcast where we just talk off topic topics.
We will. I was going to discuss before, but we're in a hurry. My plan is, and you can tell me no right now, but I think we should do once a week during the off season about whatever, football or whatever.
Well, we have basketball to cover.
Like I said, football and whatever. Basketball can fall in whatever category. I'm sorry. I like
He's
basketball.
He's disrespecting the Mountain West, Paul. No,
I like basketball.
Yeah, ever since your goddamn Utah team goes and they go out to the Pac-12, you Beat say Duke? You could care less about whatever the Mountain West is?
Not true. I need a break. I don't have enough time to watch all these basketball games. So I know what's going on, but to do this type of show where I want to sound intelligent, people might be laughing at the moment, but I want to sound like I know what I'm doing, and we'll mix in some hoops, but...
Look, lie to the people. We know what we're doing, except we just don't sound like it, which really means we have no clue what we're doing.
It's like everybody else.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, we'll figure it out. We'll do some stuff. We'll mix in hoops, but it's like I'm a football guy. I don't hide it, but I know what basketball is, and San Diego State and Utah State was a good game. Fresno State beating UNLV. Whew. Did you see the end of that game?
I did.
The block, the terrible shot selection. And
Boise State, Colorado State, great game yesterday.
That too. I want to say, like, I know our guy Matt Kennerly, he's like, Fresno's a pretty good team, which they will be, Marvin O'Hara. See, we're talking hoops. We're not going nonsense. But I like, who's our commenter on Facebook? Is it what, Kimberly Meyer, I think it is? Is that who it is?
That's our one of our UNLV.
Passionate. Passionate UNLV fans.
Which is great. UNLV needs passionate fans.
But you got to be realistic. There's so many times you could say...
Wrong. You don't have to be realistic to be a fan. Well, no. You're lying. You are lying.
Okay, then it can only so much be on the players. Bad passing, bad shooting, bad plays. Only so much can be on the players. When does bad coaching come into play? Just saying.
It doesn't, unless you're Lane Kiffin.
Guess what? I'm going to put this out there now. Tim Duder's on the hot seat. Whatever. What's a better coach than bringing an alum to coach Fresno State?
I don't know. And they lost a coach today to Memphis.
They did. We'll get to that stuff. Let's get to the games. We'll get to football. Then we'll get back to this nonsense.
Yeah, we'll spend 5 minutes talking about the two games that we still haven't. Okay.
It's talked about yet, and we're what? 6 minutes in? 7 minutes in?
Something like that.
Let's see. We're exactly 3 minutes in. Not too long. Okay, games we have. We're going to talk about the Cal Air Force game. Bear
the
Raid.
Lockheed Martin Armed Forces Bowl. So it's basically the $2 trillion bowl game, which pays out $500,000.
Yeah, that's weird. This game, you and me are both correct on this game.
Okay, fine.
Well, no.
Go ahead. Explain your position.
I predicted if it's a blowout, Air Force is not going to win. And or not a blowout, but a shootout, I should say. Excuse me. It obliterated the over-under, as we both projected as well.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, was there any doubt?
What was it, 60 and a half or something?
69, I think it was.
It's cracked, what, almost 100? 91 points. So what was your prediction? You predicted Cal was just going to win, right?
I predicted Cal was going to win, but Air Force was going to keep it close. I did not expect Cal to just completely go... dominate Air Force on every single side of the ball.
Six touchdowns by Jared Goff, going to be maybe the number one. Hey, Cowboys, as we're going to talk Cowboys later, just because draft Jared Goff for a quarterback.
As a starting. Forget Tony Romo.
Well, I think he has one more year. We'll get to that with Kellen Moore and stuff going on. But Jared Goff, 6 touchdown passes. Okay, let's start off with the key play, the targeting play on Weston Stillhammer in the first quarter. I say that's completely BS.
Yeah, I wasn't a fan of that call. I'll be honest.
He didn't lead with his head. He didn't lead with the forearm. He just hit the guy with his shoulder, not even in the helmet. It was collarbone level, I would say.
Yeah, it was extremely awkward and weird, and it was one of those things that, look, as we define the rules of targeting, this was not it.
Correct. And there's been multiple this postseason where it's been questionable. There was one, I believe it was, I don't remember who it was, but I think it was the day after this game. There's also what the Hawaii Bowl, there's a questioning targeting call, and the game after. Because Stillhammer, I watched like 4 or 5 times because I didn't start catching this game until like, middle of the day or something, early morning out here, late morning.
Hell, even Ohio State, Notre Dame, the Fiesta Bowl, Joey Bosa went out in the first quarter with the targeting call.
There was. And with Stillhammer, he lifted his head up to look. He didn't go crown. It was just, not to say he would make a huge difference. He would have been a big deal that secondary, but still, it's like, I don't know what they could do because they review it. They looked at it, but it's just a mess. But that's not why they lost. The Cal's offense showed up for the first time in, 5 weeks? 6 weeks?
Something like that.
They're playing teams like Stanford, Oregon State, but still, this was a game where Cal's defense, which surprised me, look how good they did against the rushing attack. They held Jacoby Owens to 83 yards.
Right. I mean, that wasn't it. Carson Roberts, 7 for 14, 149 yards. We had known that Carson Roberts had learned to pass the ball a little bit more, and it was fairly effective, sort of. But once again, Air Force went into that trap that we've talked about earlier in the season about not having one guy who was really go-to. Jacoby Owens for 19 carries for 83 yards. But then again, right beyond him, Carson Roberts had 16 carries. Why would Carson Roberts have 16 carries? He's not a runner. He shouldn't be running that much.
He shouldn't be. Some of that was they're covering it well, but also Timothy McVay, who's been quite well for the second half of the year, they went away from him for like half the game. Like, people on Twitter's like, hey, where's McVay? Asking me or asking our site account, like, hey, where's McVay? He showed up with a big, what do you have, a 44-yard touchdown?
57-yard touchdown reception.
Yeah, that 57-yarder. Before that, he was non-existent. He was not getting the ball running, not in a receiving game, not at all. I don't think he's injured at all, but they need to get him the ball in his hands more often because he had, 5 touchdowns versus New Mexico, multiple touchdown game after that. He had, 8 touchdowns all year, I want to say, something like that. But they go away from him. And then when the option offense isn't working, what are you going to do? There's nothing Air Force can do.
Yeah, absolutely. And the other thing we haven't brought up with this game is just Air Force's defense. We knew that the secondary was sort of a weakness. We knew that was going to be exposed because, hell, even in the Mountain West Championship game, Christian Chapman was super effective, passing 13 for 16, but it was for almost, a little over 200 yards, right?
Yeah, and then you lose Stillhammer. And that doesn't help.
And you lose Stillhammer, it doesn't help. So Jared Goff was basically able to do whatever with the Air Force defense.
They were wide open for multiple touchdowns. Nobody within 20 yards. Nobody on the screen watching a replay.
The bear raid worked to perfection.
Yeah, Brace Triggs, Kenny Lawler, geez, Darius Poe. They couldn't guard anybody, unfortunately. And Air Force made it somewhat interesting at the early third quarter part when they cut it to when he got the 2-point conversion and the touchdown there, but they never really – Air Force took – or Cal took over 17 points later on. But it's just a game where talent beat out, and the like you said, you're correct. The secondary, not very good anyways, and the defense overall, not very good. And it's a track meet. They can't keep up with this type of offense they're going up against.
So the question is, where does Air Force stand for next year?
Well, if you look at who they have returning, they they're always going to be fine. Like, Stillhammer's back, so he's going to be another playmaker there. I believe I need to get the roster here if my internet would work more quickly. I think isn't Jacoby Owens back as well?
I think so.
And then also the quarterback situation will be fine as well. So they're going to be fine. The defense should be a little bit better, but it's just going to be an Air Force team. They're going to win 8 games minimum probably.
Yeah, and they might compete for the division, but with how the mountain is looking and how much stronger everybody is kind of looking, except for Wyoming on that side.
Well, right. Gentry and the QB situation.
Anybody can compete for the title. I'm not sure Air Force will win the division again.
It'll be tough because they lose Carson Roberts, but isn't Nate Romine going to be back? And he's an underclassman. Jacoby Owens, I got it up here. He's a junior. He'll be back. The offense will be fine. I think they actually might be a tad better next year. But like you said, Utah State should be better with, well, they're losing all their coaches, but.
Maybe that's a good thing.
Maybe. Kent Myers is back. They got Devontae Hayes coming back. A lot of offensive keys are coming back. The mountain's going to be brutal again, and Boise State has all their top key players back, so it'll be tough, but they're overmatched. That's all we could say about this game. There's not much going right for Air Force, and you lose a team captain early on, it's a big deal, and you're done.
So let's go to the Mountain West Connection, Mountain West Bowl, sponsored by Campus Insiders and
Nova Lone Homes.
Yeah, whatever the bowl game. Nova Lone,
I got it right.
Nova Home Loans Arizona Bowl. I thought it was the Mountain West Bowl, but apparently I'm wrong.
It was. Hey, thanks for fixing the field, guys. Couldn't you make up a logo or something?
Exactly. Couldn't even make up a logo. Just splatter right there. Good news was Campus Insiders was working pretty well.
Couple things. I watched this specifically online because I was working. People have had their complaints. Any streaming platform, I had complaints all weekend over Watch ESPN being a piece of crap. Campus Insiders has been iffy for me all year. No issues. 8 high definition on my computer running multiple tabs.
Well, let's be honest. Nobody was watching the bowl.
Is that why?
More people were buffed.
That's why
more people were probably watching Hawaii Louisiana Monroe than were probably watching this game.
Well, we'll see, but my point is, even watching those games, there's always issues. However, they brought in MLB Advanced Media, which is HBO, NHL Center Ice, obviously the Major League Baseball package, I think League Pass as well now. But here's the one thing that was dumb. I'm like, oh, let me test the app. Everybody online were, where's the app? They go to Campus Insiders. The game's not showing up. There's no live feed. There's not even a score to the freaking game on the Campus Insiders app at all. However, apparently on Twitter, I forget who this guy was. He does a lot of TV stuff. He's Matt Semizik or something. You'd recognize him if you follow him. Semizik. He does all the TV stuff, so we're chatting a bit. He kind of knew with them going to MLB AM that it would – because 120 Sports is part of that as well. That'd be over there for videos. But Campus Insiders, I tweeted them. Multiple people did. Like, hey, here's the web link. Nobody pointed us using the app. Hey, go to the 120 Sports app to watch our game. That was a big miscue when they're replying to multiple people with the web stream and not the app on 120 Sports. I felt that was a big miscue. But overall, I didn't have the sound on, so I didn't hear the commentary.
I still think we should have played it on Rabble.
Probably should have. But watching on the stream worked great. So
there's no way. No way. I'm looking at the stats for this game. Guess the attendance.
This is a good game.
Guess the attendance.
This is paid attendance, mind you. 18,225.
No, 20,425. Really? There was more paid attendance of this game than there was for the Mountain West Championship game, if I remember. No. I'm sorry. That was 20,933. So a little less, but about the same.
Wow.
Oh, my God. 20,000? Really? Paid attendance? That's BS.
You know what I'm
going
to – wait, hold on. You know what that is?
Do you want to
guess what the ticket allotment is?
Here you go. The allotment's probably 10,000 per school.
Yeah, but how many of those do you think actually sold?
They'd eat them all, right? There's no way they sold.
They would have had to.
It's like every bowl game. you have to chew up and swallow your extra, I'm going to guess, 8,000 unsold tickets per school.
Look, the one Colorado State fan that I know went to the game did not actually go through the school. I think they went through like some sort of StubHub or anything like that. Found like the tickets for like $25.
That's a good deal because tickets are probably overpriced anyways, right?
Of course. Actually, I don't know for this bowl game. Would you consider overpriced tickets? Let's.
It also depends. Go ahead and ask that first. Depends where you want to sit. Okay, let me give you a frame of reference. This is a decade ago, but I went to the Fiesta Bowl in 2004. I think I paid $75 for my one ticket for my end. And I was a corner end zone about 10 rows up.
Are you kidding me? When I went to the 07 Fiesta, that was the first Boise State one, I paid $150. So $300 total for my dad and I to go. And we sat in the student section, which was in the end zone, right behind the band.
I think that's where I sat, essentially, except off to the side. So, yeah.
But at the same time, I've been to multiple Vegas bowls where I paid like $50 per ticket for the same seats.
For this game, I wouldn't want to pay more than $30 a person.
No, absolutely.
I don't know. Maybe I'm cheap because I don't have to pay to go to most games I want to go to. So maybe that's part of my thought.
Three bowl game credentials. No, but I see that. At the same time, you know, I understand certain bowl games have more tradition than others. That's how at the cheapest, the Rose Bowl was able to sell their tickets at the very cheapest for $185.
Or the Las Vegas Bowl, which was peaked at about $175 tempered off to about $100 the day before the game.
I think that was more matchup than anything else.
Well, that's what I mean. Matchup counts too.
Well, let's talk about the game because we were both very, very wrong.
Yeah, 28-23, Nevada won. I don't think we mentioned the score because just for people to know, we are recording this after yesterday. We're fixing
problems. Well, yeah, you know, I think it was a seamless enough transition that people wouldn't notice.
Should I edit this out then?
No.
Sure, we leave it. We don't edit stuff. We'll leave it in. No.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's see if you can spot where we edited it out. There you go. Leave that in the comments.
I'll have a noticeably more of a cold today.
And I may sound different because I'm recording somewhere else now. So. This game, 28-23, surprise suspension, Don Jackson, most likely, I'm not going to say official, but I think it was a curfew, I'm going to guess, why he was suspended the first quarter. Hey, it turned into the James Butler show. 189 yards, two touchdowns, 70.
Which is kind of what we've been waiting for either one of these teams to do, either one of these running backs, rather, for James Butler or Don Jackson to completely break loose and just kick some butt.
And it was Butler.
It was Butler, 24 carries, 189 yards, you know, and possibly the last game that we see the pistol out of Nevada.
Ooh.
The originators of the pistol are possibly moving away from the pistol.
Well, Nick Rolovich is no longer there.
Yeah, and Nick Rolovich wasn't a pistol guy, so we'll see how that works for them in the future.
But let me tell you, let me ask you this question. If you saw Tyler Stewart 6 of 13 for 74 yards, what would you have expected this game to be like?
I would have expected, well, considering especially since Nick Stevens went 22 for 42, 310 yards, 7.4. I actually seeing that stat line, I actually would have expected Nevada to put some points up on the ground game. Like, I probably would have expected, if I knew nothing about this game, that Colorado State won, but not by a lot, because Stewart didn't have to do a lot of passing.
I would have figured Rams won by at least 10 points.
But yeah, I think I was there right there with you.
This game was, like I said, second quarter was great, 29 total points. Nevada had their first kickoff return since 98. Woody had Elijah Mitchell with that 96-yard return where he's basically untouched up the middle. Down the sideline for the touchdown.
Wait, it was the first kickoff return for a touchdown since 1998?
For Nevada, yes.
What?
I think I'm correct on that. I should double check, but I'm pretty sure that was it. I don't want to check. I'll just say 98. I recall, I believe it was. So let's just say a long time. Is that fair?
Yeah, but I mean, still, I mean, anything that's over 5 years, I mean, good Lord. Did Colorado State do everything that it was supposed to do? I mean, we talked about this game.
They did not get Rashard Higgins in the end zone. That's a big deal.
This is true. Well, for that, Nick Stevens would have had to pass for a touchdown. But even despite all that, Rashard Higgins still had 9 receptions for 129 yards. He was the go-to guy.
Here's the thing on the game. Biggest, like, this is a back-and-forth game, what was going on. So, end of the game, Nevada scored. James Butler had that 4-yard touchdown with, what, just over a minute left, I believe it was. Not much time left, end of the game. So, Colorado State drives down the field, like, their final play of the game, like, final possession, I should say.
Oh, they, God, this was horrible.
They
did, yeah.
They
forgot about this.
Yeah, they had a minute, 66 seconds left. They get the kickoff. They got a modest 19 yards, but there's holding, so the Rams are starting at their own 12-yard line. Nick Stevens, 15-yard pass, 17-yard pass, a short pass to Rashard Higgins, offsides. They move down the field pretty good. Okay, Jordan. I'll go Jordan because it's J-O-R-D-O-N, so I'll call him Jordan because he screwed up. Jordan Vaden, go out of bounds, fella. You didn't need the 2 yards. It wasn't fourth down, buddy.
Yeah, yeah. How do you? What kind of awareness do you have that you have what
None.
12 seconds left and you don't get out of bounds?
No timeouts.
And it wasn't
too,
even
honestly.
Like he was like running out of bounds; and he just got tackled inbounds. Like he caught the ball over the middle and was just running straight forward. Like, did he honestly think he could make the touchdown from there?
I don't know. He caught it. It was.
I get it. You're on the 12-yard line, but still,
he was near the sideline and he cut infield. I'm like, what are you doing?
And yeah, it was just no situational awareness. And what was funny was you had some Georgia fans laughing about that because they were saying that was Mike Bobo play calling at its finest.
No, I know. That was a good play call because it went to the outside. It went to the sideline where he wanted it to be. It was this player's fault who decided to go from the 14 to the 12. Because this offense, there was two incomplete passes on this possession. Colorado State was firing. You get if you're at the 12-yard line, you throw a fade to Rashard Higgins, game over. They would have had maybe one play. They give it to Higgins in the corner of the end zone, and he would have won the game for you. But this guy doesn't go out of bounds, tries to be a hero when he had no business attempting to go for a couple yards.
And so what ends up happening is that they hurry to the line, but they just didn't get enough time to snap it.
9 seconds? That's tough. Well, not even 9 seconds. That was 9 seconds when the play was snapped.
That was 9 seconds when the guy went down.
Oh, okay. Maybe I'm not reading the box score here or the drive chart. But this, regardless, less than 10 seconds. Come on. You got to realize where you're at to get out of bounds and give your chance the team to win.
Exactly.
And there were too many field goals. Rams kicked too many field goals in this game. They got stopped at the 12-yard line. They got stopped. Where else did they get stopped? At the 3-yard line. They had chances to get touchdowns, especially fourth and goal at the 3. They had, first and goal in the end of the first half. Ended up kicking a field goal. 2 field goals. 3 total field goals actually in this game. And get a touchdown. At least one of those a touchdown, did you win the game. So Nevada's defense stepped up well. Their offense played well now, especially Butler crushing it. And he's back next year, so...
Exactly.
That's the Arizona Bowl, folks.
It's the end. It's a disappointing way to end, especially that whole just final series of things. But, what else do?
You go out of bounds. That's what you do.
You go out of bounds. Exactly.
That's
you don't
the right call.
Stay in bounds.
All right. Here we got one question from last night we didn't get to here.
Sorry, I'm dying over here.
No, it's okay. We'll make it quick here. We'll wrap this up. We got a few things to chat about, some coaching stuff, but one quick, as I scroll through our Kellen Moore retweets on the Cowboys, hold on here.
Kellen Moore.
Our good buddy, Matt Kennerly, which team in the Mountain West that did not make a bowl game this year is most likely to get one next year?
Who did not make a bowl game this year is most likely to make one next year?
Yeah. Can we say San Jose State because they made a bowl game of 5 wins?
No, because they actually made a bowl game. I'm going to say UNLV,
Homer.
But I'm biased.
Homer.
And totally Homer.
I would pick 0, but if I had to pick... Oh, man. I don't want to pick. I'll be different, say Wyoming, because you got Brian Hill. Out of all the teams that did not make a playoff or make a bowl game... they clearly have the best player who did not make into a bowl game. And so I'm going to go, not Fresno State, even though they got all this new coaching changes we'll get to in a minute, but I'd go
if Wyoming can prove that they can have a huge turnaround from this ugliness of a season, then yes, I'll be with you on that.
It's more defense for them. If they, their defense will be
enough. Exactly. Their defense has to severely improve.
And I think
with me, and that's why I'm more confident on UNLV, outside of the fact that it's a homer pick.
Well, they play
UNLV
in the West. Showed improvement. They also play in the West. So
and they also have a chance of winning the West. Yeah.
There you go. So that's they're both good. I like Wyoming, I like Brian Hill, and you like UNLV because you're an unabashed red and silver guy, right?
Yeah, well, and
red and black.
Yeah.
What are their official colors?
Was it tertiary alma mater, I guess?
Just your
I have enough credits. I have enough credits from UNLV to be considered an alumnus.
Okay. Yeah, that's, that works well. I have enough.
That makes, yeah.
I have enough to have an associate's for my own college. So does that count?
Yes.
All right. So let's get to a few other stuff. We got those games in the books. Do you want to go coaching stuff for a couple of minutes? Because we got a little bit of news on that front.
Yeah, let's do that.
So here's what we have for coaching from me. Pull up our stuff here. Fresno State's been busy. We'll go with them because they have the two more high-profile coaches, I would say. They added Eric. I'm gonna butcher the name. Eric, is it Kiesu? Kiesu?
Kiesau.
Kiesau. Okay, that makes more sense. Eric Kiesau.
Or Kiesau. Kiesau. Like, think of like Esau, the name. I think it's Kiesau.
Come on, Coach. Okay, we got Coach K there in Fresno State. Until I hear it said, I'm not entirely sure exactly. So here's the thing. This is Tim Drueter's last stand. And as I joked earlier in the show, we have Lane Kiffin alumni watch of Fresno for 2016 on board.
And the reason why he's watching Fresno State and not Alabama is because nobody at Alabama trusts Lane Kiffin to run a full program. They're actually more looking at Dabo Swinney if the job Dabo opportunity comes out. Yes.
That guy, his twin?
Yeah.
I know, but they hired him. Here's
except Dabo's competent.
Yeah, there you go. That's exactly. Here's the thing that's weird. This is there's two trains, two thoughts on this. Drueter's in a year where he has to have a good year to keep his job. So why they go out and hire this guy who's not even a coordinator with Alabama? He's not even a position coach. He's an offensive analyst for the Crimson Tide. And yet nobody seems to know exactly what that means.
Matt Carrelly found out.
Kinda.
So, you know.
It's just you tell me I get Fresno State. If you're going to get a quality coordinator, it would have to be probably from somebody from Conference USA, Sun Belt, or the MAC, or a position coach from the Big 12 or Pac-12. So this hire.
I think his job as an analyst revolves analyzing games, analyzing teams every single week.
That's what it seemed like.
He might not be a direct coordinator, but he might tell the coordinators, okay, this is how you should play.
Yeah, he had the 1 year at Washington, which, as you read Matt's piece, is pretty good. We talked to the guys from Roll Bama Roll about what he did, and also the guys from Washington and Kansas State, a Rock Chalk, and then UW Dog Pound, I think that's their name, Washington guys. He was a coordinator when he was Steve Sarkisian at Washington, but Sarkisian is an offensive guy. So it's like, how much are you going to have to say about the offense when your coach is calling the plays? He did usher in the hurry up, no huddle, and Washington did very well, but there's only a couple games where he's called plays. There was the Kraft Fight Hunger Bowl against BYU, where he did quite well, and he beat the Cougars a couple years ago. He almost led Kansas to upset over TCU, but the sample size is so small. To me, I think you'd want somebody with more experience calling plays. Because Drueter's a defensive guy from Texas A&M and Air Force.
Right. So.
Where would you put the risk? Hold on, one more thing. Where would you put the risk factor 1 to 10 on this hire?
5.
That's it?
Yeah.
He's never called plays before, really.
That's okay.
It is?
Dave Schramm had called plays, and look what happened there. I think the bar is set low at Fresno State. As long as they can get back to winning, that's all that matters.
So what does Drueter need to – because we already answered Matt's question, like who's the team the most likely to make a bowl game who didn't? does Tim Drueter need to make a bowl game to keep his job next year?
Drueter needs to make a bowl game.
But absolutely. Neither of us said that would happen.
Huh?
Neither of us said that was going to happen.
Yeah, but we've been known to change our opinions, too.
And I been mean, wrong.
This is the end of the season. This isn't looking to next year yet.
Not yet. We're just kind of going around here. And then the other hire, which it's not official, at least not from a couple hours ago. They're staying.
Lorenzo Ward.
Yeah, Lorenzo Ward. I like this hire a lot more. He's
comes
from South Carolina, who's under Steve Spurrier and had a coach. I believe he coached Jadeveon Clowney a couple years ago. They've always had a good, reasonably good defense out there in the SEC East. The guy's a bark board, had it up first, saying he's coming in. He is going to be defensive coordinator, which is interesting. You bring in this type of guy who has experience and Drueter, a defensive guy, to come over here. He was let go by Will Muschamp when he arrived, so it's like, new coach, what are you going to do? It's kind of like, it's like any new coaching hire. Your job's in flux.
Do you trust Will Muschamp with any sort of decision-making?
Especially when he's a defensive guy as well, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, it's my defense, thanks, but no thanks, really. And it kind of sucks for him, too, because Spurrier steps down midseason. It's like everybody's on alert for where the next job is coming from.
So, anyway, I think that's a good move, absolutely.
Even
though it's not official yet.
Well, let's play this game. Do you want to tell me where they ranked in total yards per game in the SEC?
South Carolina?
Yeah.
Oh, let's say, I'm going to say they ranked 11th in the SEC last year.
Try 14th.
Okay. Well, you know, worst in the SEC is still like better than most Mountain West teams.
Maybe six yards per play. 400. That's a lot of yards. I don't care. They played in the SEC East. They played Florida. Hold on. I need to see what they did against Florida here before we move on, because that will be the test, because Florida's offense is just terrible. I got to pull this up now. Okay, South Carolina. I'm glad we got CFB stats here, but I'm telling you, that's the bar. If he gave up too much to them, they're 95th.
Maybe we don't like that move as much.
95th in the country. Okay, they played Florida.
Okay.
November 14th, this is when Florida was somehow ranked 19th. They lost the game, by the way. Not surprised.
No surprise.
They gave up. It was better than their average for the year. 404 yards.
Nope.
They gave up 387 to the Citadel and lost. Remember that?
I'm liking this move much less now.
Let's see what else we got. 399 to Kentucky in a loss.
Forget this. No. Okay, I'm not as confident in the hire. Okay, there's one more game I want to play for.
What's that?
Today. Okay, so are we done talking about this?
Sure.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, because this isn't going to come out until probably tomorrow, but it's a game you can play at home. And it's a nice wrap-up to the bowl season. So did you read EDSBS today?
I vaguely did. The bowl, not a bowl sponsor?
Bowl, and can you pick the real bowl sponsors from the fake ones? So I'm going to go ahead and give you this quiz.
And this is ever. This is not like this
year. Yes. Which of these companies, which of these entities has never, ever sponsored a bowl game?
So you're going to ask me the questions?
I'm going to ask you the questions, and I'll answer, and we'll find out.
We should really use this quiz function more in the off season.
By the way, I got a 7 out of 11 on this.
I think I got 6 earlier, but I got 4 and I had to stop because it's working. So go ahead.
Okay. So which of these entities has never sponsored a bowl game? Builders Square, Sunkist, or Sealy?
Oh, good. I'm on the same quiz as you, so I'll answer as we go along here. I believe it is Sealy.
And you are correct. Next question.
Boom.
Which of these entities has never sponsored a bowl game? SeaWorld, General Mills, or Diamond Foods?
I think the SeaWorld did the Holiday Bowl years ago, because that makes sense, San Diego. I don't even know what Diamond Foods, but General Mills, they have what, Cheerios? Is that GM, right?
Yeah, they're a cereal brand.
Let's go Diamond Foods, because I never heard of them. But then again, it's probably a bowl game.
That is actually incorrect. Diamond Foods sponsors Emerald Nuts.
Oh, that's right. Emerald Nuts, San Francisco Bowl.
Yeah, and Seattle 1 year. Yeah. Which of these entities have never sponsored a bowl game? Sega, Gateway, or Micron PC?
I know Micron PC has the Boise Micron PC Bowl.
Micron PC, MPC Computers Bowl.
I'm going to go Sega because I was a big Sega user back in the day, and I never seen a Sonic the Hedgehog bowl game.
You are incorrect.
What?
Gateway never sponsored a bowl.
When did Sega?
I believe Sega sponsored the California Bowl.
Dang it.
You can look that up while I'm asking the questions here.
I'm going to find out. Yeah, I definitely want to know that one.
Okay, so which of these entities has never sponsored a bowl game? JT Marlin, Wells Fargo, or Mainstay Investments?
What the heck is Mainstay Invest? I know what it is, but I'm like, better yet.
Yeah, what's JT Marlin? Yeah,
or who? We need the J. Peterman Bowl here. I'll go Mainstay Investments.
Sorry, the answer is JT Marlin.
What's a JT Marlin?
I don't know.
I'm trying to find out here. I keep getting, when I put in Sega Bowl game, I get Tecmo Super Bowl.
Here, I'll type it in.
Let's see here. Let's change my search to Sega College Football Bowl Game.
I just did that. The Sega Sports Las Vegas Bowl.
Las Vegas Bowl.
The Las Vegas Bowl was sponsored by Sega Sports in 2001 and 2002.
Oh, there it is. It was actually interesting. You had the EA Sports game in 99.
I knew about EA Sports because it was used to be the EA Sports California Bowl before it moved over.
Interesting.
And now we've moved down to Royal Purple.
Yeah.
Which of these entities has never sponsored a bowl game? Toyota, Saturn, or Plymouth?
Toyota. What's Plymouth? Can I have a hint? What's Plymouth? Aren't they part of Chrysler?
They used to be Plymouth Chrysler. Chrysler. Yeah.
I'm going to go Saturn. Yeah. Boom.
Yes.
That's a bowl game. What was a Saturn bowl game? Do you remember?
No, Saturn has never sponsored the bowl.
Oh, that's right, never. Sorry, excuse me.
So it's not in existence. Which of these entities has never sponsored a bowl game? Crucial.com, Pets.com, or OurHouse.com? We're on the .com bowls now, ladies and gentlemen. Which one of these?
Oh, my. I want to say Pets.com has been a bowl game. I'm trying to think of where Pets...
I can tell you should know for sure that Crucial.com has, because I think they just ended their sponsorship like 2 years ago.
I don't even know what that was. So I'll go to OurHouse.com then.
Okay. Incorrect. It's Pets.com.
Pets.com. OurHouse.com. Wait. OurHouse.com has hosted
OurHouse.com has sponsored a bowl game.
Wait, I'm checking out their bowl page right there. Their URL. What do we got here? It takes me to Amazon.com.
They sponsored the Florida Citrus Bowl.
What year?
I don't know.
but I'm telling you, type in OurHouse.com. It takes me to Amazon. So we once had the Amazon Bowl.
2000.
I guess Amazon bought them.
In the year 2000, yes.
Interesting. So we had an Amazon.com Bowl. Good to know.
We essentially had the Amazon.com Bowl. Okay, which of these entities have never sponsored a bowl game? Isn't this fun, ladies and gentlemen? If you're probably playing at home.
No cheating. No cheating.
No cheating.
Give us your answer. So give us your count in the comments how well you did.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, tell us how well you did. So which of these entities has never sponsored a bowl game? Root, Pioneer, or KB Toys?
Well, I know there was a Pioneer Las Vegas Bowl before it preceded the Royal Purple. Mm-hmm. Root is that clone old guys wear, your grandpa wears.
Root is champagne.
Oh. Isn't there
Root is also the cologne. Hold on. What is Root? I thought it was champagne.
No, it's cologne, the green bottle.
Oh, shoot, it is cologne. I was drinking the wrong stuff then.
I think KB Toys was a bowl sponsor at one point. I'll go Brute. No, I'm going KB Toys. I think they're all bowl game. I got a 50-50 shot here. I'll go Brute. And I'm probably wrong. Dang it, it was KB Toys. Dang it.
It was KB Toys.
I thought there was a KB Toys was up in Northern California at some point.
Okay. So which of these entities has never sponsored a bowl game? Carnival Cruise Lines, the California Raisin Advisory Bowl, or Culligan?
The second one's trying to trick you because I know there was the California Raisin Bowl. I guess that's the full name of it. I'm going to go Culligan, which I don't know what it is, so let's find out. Culligan.
Culligan sponsored the Holiday Bowl. I can tell you that without even clicking.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Carnival Cruise.
Culligan was the previous sponsor before Pacific Life.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah.
Which of these entities has never sponsored a bowl game? And we already know one: EA Sports, Sylvania, or Dockers. We just talked about EA Sports sponsoring Las Vegas Bowl.
Sylvania, I think it's a speaker company. I'm going to go Dockers, unless there's a Jim Harbaugh Bowl, but I don't think that's happening.
That will be next year, my friend. Yes, you are correct. Dockers has never sponsored a bowl game. Which of these entities has never sponsored a gold bowl game? Mobile, Oral-B, or Vitalis?
Vitalis.
Vitalis.
Mm-hmm.
Oral B.
Oh, man. There's been a. Maybe I'm not thinking what Vitalis is. Isn't that.
Vitalis is not the same thing as Cialis.
Dang it. I wasn't sure. I'm like, that. There's so many names for that stuff. I knew it wasn't Cialis.
Vitalis
like,
is the hair tonic. You're thinking of Cialis.
Well, if you watch NFL games, that's all you see commercial for those
things. Exactly.
Things.
Which
I already know this one.
Entities has never sponsored a bowl game. ConAgra Foods, Blockbuster, or Service Merchandise.
For those who don't know, Blockbuster was a video rental service before Redbox. I also did Blockbuster
That's
by mail.
That's for younger viewers.
Yeah, I did Blockbuster by mail. Similar to how Netflix does their discs that they still do, by the way. I'm going Service Merchandise Bowl because the Blockbuster Bowl was, it's now, I think, the Citrus Bowl. But I'm going Service Merchandise. That's so generic.
Yes, correct.
Yep.
And you got 4 out of 11.
Oh, jeez. I had fun with it.
We need to learn our corporate sponsorships for bowls better.
Do we really?
I don't know. It was like on Saturday after the Alamo Bowl ended. And the Cactus Bowl started I got a text from a family member. They're like, we're not staying up to watch any bowl that has Motel 6 as the sponsor.
But they leave the light on for you. Isn't that Motel 6?
Yeah, they left the scoreboard on.
that was fun. So let us know your answer. See if you can do better than my 4 of 11. We're going to wrap this up. The only other thing, Utah State, you guys need to hire some coaches ASAP. You lost your OC, probably your DC, Kevin Clune, to Gary Anderson at Oregon State. Hawaii's filled out their staff. Nevada's filled out their staff. We got articles and all that stuff. I don't want to go over it because it's kind of boring, and we're almost done here at 45 minutes. Let me ask you this, though. Really quick, with the playoffs, because we'll talk some big-picture college football. We talked about this before the show. How much did – Let me ask you this. I know you are a real man to cook some meat over the weekend, barbecued or grilled, whatever. Did any of this really impact you to watch these games, the playoff games?
No, because I don't have a social life, so therefore I was unaffected by the New Year's Eve playoff games.
Okay. I wasn't, but I elected to. I would have liked to use the watch ESPN app more, but apparently it kept crashing every 90 seconds.
That's because so many people were watching it. I mean, that's how they got all their viewers.
That's what you think. And Bill Hancock saying he's not discussing any changes despite the ratings debacle. Even though they spin it
despite
because...
Despite basically losing 6 million viewers from one year to the next.
Yeah, their big deal is, well, it had, a 40% increase over last year's New Year's Eve games, but 33% below last year's semis. But here's the thing. You can blame New Year's Eve, which I do a lot, but I want to blame more that these are all crappy games except for three quarters of Oklahoma State, Clemson, Oklahoma. Outside of that, all the games are terrible. Alabama, Michigan State, I tuned in. I had nothing going on. I was kind of tuning in with my kids doing stuff. I watched the punt fest the first quarter. That was exciting.
But outside of that, I mean, really, it's not. New Year's Eve, just have it on January 2nd.
That's the biggest thing. I don't get why that didn't happen.
Or better yet, have it the first Saturday of the new year.
That could work. Well, if it's the 8th, if it's the 7th, that could be an issue. But here's the thing. This year, they could have done the games on Saturday. The Alamo Bowl was great. The game after was great, but they're meaningless, essentially. Why won't they? Because NFL had no Saturday games. You could have played the Rose Bowl and Sugar Bowl January 1 because they're stupid contracts they made before the bowl season with ESPN.
It's not just contract. It's tradition.
I'm going contract. Money trumps tradition.
No. Yeah. Not for Rose Bowl. I think the Rose Bowl has only held it on, not on January 1st, I think, six times.
When it's been a Sunday, I believe, right?
Yeah.
So why not? Okay, have the Rose Bowl on the 1st. Why couldn't, I don't understand why the semis couldn't have been the 2nd. Switch to 31st and 2nd. How hard would that have been? You would have had better ratings last year because not only it's off work, it's a Saturday. You know what I mean? It's not just enough. Because there are people in January when they still have to work at places. But in some places, Saturday, fewer people work than on federal holidays, I think. Or, you know what I mean? It's probably a few more people don't work than do work on January 1st. You know what I mean?
No, I get that.
Because it's a Saturday. So you would have had huge ratings, probably bigger than last year, depending on the blowouts of the game, which Bill Hancock clearly blames. Which, for me, that played part of it. And Rose Bowl, I had zero interest in watching Iowa and Stanford. I didn't care. I tuned in. I'm like, oh, it's 35-0 first half. Whatever, I'm done. I'm not watching. I would have watched a band better at halftime, even if they pissed people off, which was hilarious and awesome.
Yeah, but at that same time, I mean, you're talking about with that stuff, you're talking about the fact that I mean, just half of the state of Iowa traveled out to the Rose Bowl.
Sure.
Did you read that Stephen Godfrey piece?
I have not yet, but I do have breaking news really quick, as which is rare in our form of media here. Boise State. Well, sources tell Football Scoop that Gerald Alexander will be the new defensive backs coach at Boise State.
Are you kidding me?
Nope. And apparently he's been on Montana State staff for less than a month. Coach Hoppin at its best.
Yeah, well, I mean, because he moved with what's his face to Montana State?
I'm not sure.
I got it. Now I got to look it up because Byron Hout and Matt Miller went to Montana State.
So it looks like here's the whole thing for Football Scoop. Defensive backs coach Julius Brown is no longer part of Boise State program, and sources tell the Scoop that, as you said, Gerald Alexander will join the staff coaching DBs. Alexander coached defensive backs to Indiana State this past season. And had agreed to join, yeah, Jeff Chodas, is that correct?
Yeah.
Chodas staff at Montana.
Jeff Kayot.
Oh, Kayot, sorry. CH fooled me there, apparently.
Yeah, Kayot. Jeff Kayot, and along with Matt Miller and Byron Hout at Montana State.
So we got that going for you. Breaking news here. Excellent. This will
So, great. That's fantastic. You know what? Okay, so do you remember Gerald Alexander at all? I don't think you do.
I do not know.
Gerald Alexander was one of the big defense players in that 2006 Boise State team.
Ah, okay. 2006, the Fiesta Bowl versus TCU, right?
Yeah, and he played, he went in the second round to Detroit in that 2007 draft. And I think he only played like 4 years and then retired.
Interesting.
Yeah, he didn't play much.
What's odd? Why would make sense, but the way the defensive back position has been, why would Julius Brown no longer be with the program? Because that was a strength of this team.
It was, unless there was some sort of coaching.
I think we lost Chris there. Are you still with me?
No. Did you not hear what he said?
No, you just dropped out for about 4 seconds.
Oh, I said unless there was kind of a coaching issue.
Oh, sorry, you did say. I guess you just stopped right there. It was dead quiet. I didn't hear anything. So,
yeah,
we'll look into this further. It's not official. Football Scoop, those guys are usually pretty good about this stuff. So, this might be official by the time this gets posted in a couple hours. But I think we're good for tonight. We're at 49 minutes. I think here's what I'm gonna plan. I'm gonna plan this now because I should probably plan with you before. Like we said earlier, we're going to try to do one show a week. Is that good enough for you?
That'd be good.
Football only, most likely?
No. Let's make it about whatever.
Whatever. Okay. So it'll be whatever. But one thing I want to do next week, so put these in the comments. We did our top 50 earlier in the year. Let's kind of not revisit the whole top 50. How about we like revisit the top 10 and make a new top 10? Is that a good assignment for this week?
Yep. I'm reading Twitter. It looks like most people... Most people are sort of aware of that.
Of the hire?
Yeah.
Well, it just came through just now. I just happened to see it on mine. So whatever. We're doing a podcast here. It comes whenever it comes to us. But
exactly.
Let's do that. So put in the comments if you make it this far. Hopefully you did.
And they will. This is a shorter podcast.
Yeah, we're only at 50 minutes here. Let us know what your score was, first of all, in the quiz at EDSBS. We'll put the link in there as well if you want to take it afterwards, because you can play a long audio version, or we'll put the link to make it easier for you. Because I think the questions are, they're the same, but the order probably
changed. Yeah, the same.
Yeah. So just take it once. And then let us know what your top 10 players were of the year. We'll kind of revisit our top 50 and kind of see how vastly incorrect we were. Or maybe we got a couple right. We'll see. So check us out on our show, SoundCloud, iTunes, Stitcher. I downloaded Pocket Cast. That's pretty cool. So we're there as well. You can listen to this at 1.2 speed if you want.
And you're going to hear me talk like this and very, very quickly the whole time.
Or even faster if they are listening to this at 1.2 speed. Oh, so that's our show for tonight, MWCConnection.com. Check us out there. We got some good steam on Facebook. Yeah, we'll just kind of have some screw-around shows. It'll be off-topic, but also on-topic. We'll make them last longer than a weekly where you have to listen this week. It'll be something you could probably listen to now or in June, hopefully. That's the plan. But, hey, thanks for listening. The season's over, so we got a long month until football's back. But we'll hopefully guide you through it and give you some, make you laugh. And, like Chris said, talk at 1.2 speed all the time.